This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
Joy Law. We haven't played this for a while, have we?
No. I do after hours.
Cry yourself to sleep listening to this.
It's not Joy Law.
No, it's,
it's not Joy Law. It's Joy Law.
It is, in fact, our regular Joy Law segment with the team from KHQ Lawyers. This is the segment where we explore issues of a legal nature of concern to the LGBTI community and its allies. And joining us in the studio is a big welcome back to Bronwyn and a hello to Adrian. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Thanks for having us, guys.
Thanks very much.
So, Bronwyn, welcome back.
Thank you. We're very pleased to be back. Thanks for having us back. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
So, obviously, you guys have heard from me before, but, yeah, just to introduce our new face, our trainee lawyer, Adrian.
Hello.
Who's been working with us in family law for a little while now and also has experience in other areas, which is pretty interesting also.
Fantastic. Training to be a lawyer.
Oh, that's intriguing.
Yes. So, we're doing our best to train him well.
You look very happy. Like, normally, my friends are in law. They're like, oh, it's so hard. I never sleep. But you look like you've had a lot of sleep.
Oh, we're very fun in the family law department.
I guess you have to be.
Fun in the family law department.
Yeah. Good work.
Not like the estates area. Oh, no.
Oh, don't get me started.
Very somber over there.
No, so, Bronwyn, what can we look forward to this year? Or not this year, this, now that you're back. I think it's like saying a new year, but because we've had a bit of a break.
Yes.
We've been away.
Yeah.
But now you're coming back. It's going to be a bit of a refresh for the segment. What are your plans?
Yeah, so now that we're back from the break, we have been thinking a lot about the best way to get information to the listeners, things that will be interesting and relevant and sort of reflect what the listeners might be going through in their day-to-day lives. So what we thought might be a fun way to do that over the coming months would be to take you through the life cycle of a regular relationship week by week. So that means each week we'll follow a hypothetical.
Bring the rubbish out of Sunday night.
All the important
dishwasher,
bits, of course.
Unloading the dishwasher.
Crucial, yes.
All the stuff we do in relationships.
We'll be stepping through more of the pitfalls, I suppose you'd say. So all the way from, you know, dating, carrying on as the relationship matures and becomes more serious, or, of course, what happens when things go wrong.
So it matures,
devolves in some way.
You'll have to explain that to me.
So we'll be stepping you through things like that. We won't go into anything in depth today, but from a family law perspective, some things we are planning on touching on are topics like dating. So how to navigate online dating, more traditional forms of dating, what to be aware of in those earlier stages when you like someone but you perhaps don't know them so well, you're trying to determine those boundaries, what you should do, what you shouldn't do.
The whole world of online dating.
Very relevant. I refuse to partake. I'm just happy.
It's a minefield. Yeah.
Is it catfishing? Is that what you call it?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's a bad, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's very real. Example. Do you ever have deal with those cases at all?
No, I haven't in either my personal life or my professional life, thankfully.
Interesting.
But I'm sure it's rife. I do love the MTV series. It's very good.
It's good.
Very juicy watching.
So once we've gone through the dating, so we've met somebody, what happens next?
So as we've said, once that
I can't remember. It's a long
They leave.
No. There's more that happens in between.
Okay.
We're not going to get there just yet. As the relationship perhaps becomes more committed, we'll be discussing what happens in terms of what does the relationship look like? Are you monogamous? Are you open? Are you perhaps looking into a throuple situation? What does the law think about that? Does the law recognise that? What about when you're thinking about doing some of those more serious things together, moving in, making investments together, buying a house together, maybe even, getting married? Or if not getting married, you know, when do your de facto rights arise in that relationship and those sorts of things? So all of those, in the middle sort of sections of that relationship. We're also going to have a big chat about when you start to think about maybe having a family together, if that's something that you're interested in doing, how you perhaps conceive of a child, whether you'll be doing that through donation or surrogacy or IVF, what implications that has down the track for rights and obligations in relation to any child that's born, how you support the children that are born to your relationship, and navigating any special issues that come up in terms of
birth. It's moving so fast for me. We just met.
We're already parents. I know. My gosh.
Imagine that on the first date, you're like, all right, so what happens when?
No, anyway. I'm sure some people do.
Knowledge is power.
Yeah, we're going to arm you with the information.
Oh, okay.
I think it's very good, especially, buying things and names on stuff and who owns what.
Yeah, absolutely.
My Tupperware, your Tupperware.
Yeah. That's exactly what they're talking about.
We're going to be telling you about what to look for at the outset before you jump into things like that. And then, of course, once you have jumped into things like that, we're also going to take you through what you need to do if or when things go wrong. So topics that we might touch on will be what to do if you find yourself in a family violence situation, a situation where there's drug or alcohol abuse, what to do if you feel like you need, you're unsafe and you need the protection of an intervention order, whether or not you're in a dispute with your partner and you can reach an agreement about parenting or property matters, so how to divide property or who's spending time with kids and things like that. Mm-hmm. And of course, if you can't agree, getting to mediation or issuing court proceedings or, of course, getting a divorce. So these are things that we've touched on.
From the joy and the elation of hooking up to the sorrow of divorce.
What
it's
a storyline.
Whole life cycle. Yeah. So, look, we'll laugh with them, we will cry with them, our hypothetical couple, and we'll take you right through. And we've touched on some of these things before, but we're thinking the way that we'll do it will be a much more sort of holistic approach this time around.
That's great. No, that sounds really interesting and informative.
And informative. You're going to have a notepad to the ready. But now we want to focus on, we're going to ask Adrian some questions. We're going to look at also beyond the family.
Yeah. So Bronwyn's taken us through, I guess, the family law perspective, but we're also going to bring in some lawyers from other areas. We've got lawyers with expertise in property law, employment law, corporate law, and tax and estate planning, and they're going to be coming on throughout the season to cover some other topics that might be relevant to a relationship. So one of those is as you move through the workforce, so understanding and navigating that sort of hierarchy of, it can be quite confusing what your, I guess, rights and entitlements are under workplace law. So enterprise agreements, modern awards, contracts, national employment standards, these are all things people might have heard of, but might not have a good understanding of from the standpoint of an employee and an employer. So we're going to be taking you through that.
It can be really confusing. I remember last year there was a cafe which perhaps wasn't paying its workers the right amount of money.
Oh, yes. One that I am familiar with.
Yes.
Yeah. Especially in hospitality. There's a lot of that dodgy stuff.
Yeah.
People weren't paid weeks on end. But a lot of people, they're taken advantage of because you think, why wouldn't you get help? It's like, I can't work anywhere else. And they've actually trapped them.
Yeah.
Anyway, please proceed.
Yeah.
You sound like a judge.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
Order in the court.
Yeah, I'm unemployed.
Judge Jacqueline presiding.
So we'll be looking at, some things like such as how you might identify discrimination in the workplace and what you might be able to do about it in terms of making some applications to the Fair Work Commission and other organisations. Bullying, we'll be looking at that in the workplace as well, health and safety issues. Issues with parental leave, workplace entitlements as well, such as redundancy, what are you entitled to under legislation? So I guess we'll also look at what you're thinking, what you should be thinking about when you're looking to build up your own business, a startup situation, I guess. And we'll be looking at this from the perspective, as I said, as an employee and an employer. And we'll also be touching on some sort of topical issues like the gig economy. So, apps like Uber and Airtasker and that sort of thing are all, I guess, quite common now. So, people in temporary work is quite a big thing. So we'll be looking at that as well.
Yes.
The gig, as in like they're getting gigs.
Yeah, gig economy is what they call it.
I get gigs.
You get comedy gigs.
I'm like, you're in
absolutely.
It.
You're already in it. Yep.
Thank you.
And I guess another area that we'll be looking at is estate planning. As we mentioned, so I guess wills, when do you need a will? When should you change it? What happens if you don't have one and if you don't change it?
I don't. Do you have a will, Dean?
I do, actually. But I haven't reviewed it for many, many years.
Well, we will tell you when you should be doing that and how you should be doing it.
I'll make a note.
So pencil that into your diary.
Doesn't.
I'm how old?
It was an age joke.
Age is irrelevant.
It's not just age, it's significant life events as well.
We could die at any time. Anyway.
So all of these things are things that we help people with at KHQ Lawyers, so you can come to us for advice at any time. We'll also, of course, still be wanting to talk to you guys about topical relevant issues that come up, just like we did last year. So mm-hmm. changes to laws like we did last year with marriage equality, transgender issues, things like that.
Or the change to the with the Gillett competency issues around transgender
Absolutely,
children.
Absolutely, that was a huge one.
Marriage equality, as yeah. we said. Issues, yep. I imagine we're going to see a lot more issues around divorce maybe from same-sex couples.
Yes, yes, we're definitely expecting that. Yeah, and you know, we'll be trying to sort of shine a special light on things like Yes Day and World AIDS Day and things like that from a KHQ perspective as
Fantastic.
Well.
Fantastic.
So we'll try and plan a few special things, and of course if there's anything else that anybody wants to hear from us about, we would love to hear that.
And you can email Jax and Dean at joy.org.au with any of your questions. We'll pass them on to the team at KHQ Lawyers. Thank you very much, Bronwyn and Avery. We look forward to hearing from you and the team in the coming weeks.
Thank you.
Keeping us in the know.
You're on Joy.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.